We are changed into His image, June 1. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. A pearl of great price is offered to the youth. They may sell all and buy this pearl, or they may refuse it, to their own infinite loss. Heaven may be attained by all who will comply with the conditions laid down in the Word of God. Our Redeemer was obedient unto death, He gave Himself an offering for sin. Young friends, you may form earnest purposes in your own strength, you may flatter yourselves that you can pursue a straightforward course without yielding the heart to the controlling influence of the Spirit of God, but you are not thus made happy. Your restless spirit needs change, and thirsts for pleasure and amusement and hilarity and the society of your young associates. You are hewing out to yourselves broken cisterns which contain no water. Happiness is to be found only in repentance toward God, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, for your heart is filled with rebellion, it breathes forth in your words. Your selfish prayers and religious forms may soothe the conscience, but they only increase your peril. Your nature is unrenewed. The surrender of the heart to Jesus subdues the rebel into a penitent, and then the language of the obedient soul is, "Old things are passed away." This is the true religion of the Bible. Everything short of this is a deception.